Yeah.
Well, for sure, you have I guess I have an idea why you mean that, being his last game at home in his hometown and everything, but maybe talk a little bit about the way you see it, what this game means to both.
Well, you know, I think with any senior, you know, it's the final home game, and they're going to be playing in front of their family, for their fans, their friends, and, you know, old loves Nebraska football, and this is, you know, this is of the utmost importance for him to come out and play well and for our team to have success.
What... Can you just talk about him a little bit as a person and getting to know him over the 4 years? And, you know, Bo obviously had to go through a tragedy that very few college players do in the middle of his career, and just what you've seen from him and his character.
Well, Bo is he's a great person. He's been a joy to coach since I've been here. He has a great family. He's a true pro. He studies the game more than anybody. He's always in there watching film, just looking for ways that he can improve. You know, I'm sure going to miss him.
He did practice today? Is that right?
No, he'll be out. He was working out today. He'll go tomorrow.
What about Freeman? What does he present? Does he see Freeman?
Well, he's a big, strong quarterback. Hard to bring down. I mean, he gets away from a lot of sack opportunities by defenses. The thing I'm most impressed with him is how he looks people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a first-year guy last year, and he's really developed within that system. He's become an outstanding quarterback. He's thrown for over 63%. Tremendous accuracy, big, strong arm. He's taking his next step, which you would expect. I know he's an outstanding competitor, and he's a very good football player.
What do you do with a kid like Jordy Nelson? He's just been giving teams fits.
Well, I mean, he's a great player. Great player. He's had a lot of big plays, not only at receiver, but at punt return. He's averaging like 50 yards of punt return, something like that. He's a tremendous football player, and you know, we're certainly going to have to keep our eye on him. But the thing is, you know, with them, they have a lot of good skill. I mean, if he's not the only receiver they have, you know, they've got a well-balanced offense and a lot of very good skill.
Freeman's history with the Huskers, obviously, you know, was going to come here and then didn't. Is that something you can use as motivation for the other guys?
I think it's beyond that. That's old news. You know, a lot of these kids can't even remember that.
When you guys watch film, do you do it? I mean, and after a game like that,
I'm not going to talk about that game.
Okay. I want to talk about the game. I kind of just ask about watching film of it.
Okay.
Do you the same thing? I mean, because there's probably a lot of things you don't want to necessarily show them over and over from that.
We were put in a lot of tough situations. I mean, there were 7 times they got the ball back inside the 50.
Yeah.
And, you know, our objective is to hold them for field goals, get a turnover or something like that. We didn't accomplish that. And, you know, it wasn't like it was a total breakdown. I mean, it was a lot of individual things that, you know, where we didn't play the certain technique as well as we should have. But that, you know, and that was it. It was it.
Been a lot of talk about winning out to become bowl eligible. Obviously, that's still in the backs of the guys' head. How big would it be to send the seniors out?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, I mean, it's the seniors' last home game. They've got a lot of pride. It's been a tough year, and I know it's very important for them to go out the right way. You know, you still have to do it. We got to play well. So, but it's going to be a big game for them.
So you got Blake back.
Yeah.
Did you get Reed back as well?
No, but